Today, as we're gathering to worship, as you know, we have just returned from our youth mission trip to Belize, and you're going to hear so much more about that in this service. We had a fantastic trip, and our young people can't wait to share with you more about their adventures and the things that happened on this incredible mission journey. We have been involved with Vacation Bible School at the Belmo Pan Baptist Church. And these young people have worked with children for the last week or so and have done an incredible job. 3 weeks ago, when we had our commissioning service, I told you that these young people will make you proud. Well, let me tell you, little did I know, they not only made us proud, they represented this church community, they represented their families, they represented Lexington, but most of all, they represented Jesus Christ. This has been a fantastic mission experience. These young people have bonded together, not only among our church young people, but also the young people from First United Methodist Church and the young people from the Belmo Pan Baptist Church in Belize. They have experienced God in a powerful way, and they're so anxious to share with you some of the experiences that they had when we were in Belize. And so I could go on and on talking about the great experience that we had, talking about how hard and determined these young people were in their work, talking about how they interacted with the children at Bible school and the difference that they made in their lives. But I want you to hear from them because they have a story to tell. And one thing I know is that their commitment, their enthusiasm, and their love for Christ will come shining through. So I'm going to invite Jillian to come back up here. Jillian, you come and share with us. And then we're going to hear from different members of our Belize team throughout this service today.
All right, so I'm back. I talked to y'all 3 weeks ago, I guess, about going to Belize and all the great things we were going to do, and we really did. So I was pretty nervous to go on this trip at first, like being away from my family and friends and phone for 11 days. And I thought that'd be like impossible to do. So I spent like the whole entire week before making up like unreasonable scenarios in my head that I now realize wouldn't happen in like a million years. And I don't know what I was doing, but like going on a new country without my family or friends or phone for 12 days. And I don't think it really hit me until, like, on the airplane, honestly. But when it did, I had, like, my two best friends beside me. And I looked around the plane and realized that I've known these people my whole lives. And over half of them I stayed in the nursery with when I was a baby. And these people are my family. And I had nothing to worry about. That we were going to take on this adventure together. New country, new people, new experiences. And it was really good. Like, I knew I could count on them, and they could count on me. And even though it was really hard to do, like, to be away, that it was, I wasn't really away because those people weren't, like, I just met them. I've known them forever. And so I wanted to share about my favorite part. I mean, along with being with the kids, like, they were always so happy and smiling and running around and singing and dancing. My favorite part was going to our cook, Miss Letitia, her church. And so it was like a 2-hour long service. So I don't know if we were all really up for that, sitting in a church for 2 hours, but we went. And we're really glad we all did, I think. Because the first hour we spent, we were singing, everyone standing up, clapping along to the songs, singing, dancing. And, like, you could really feel the presence of God in that room. Like, it was a small church. I think our youth group took over, like, almost half of it. And it was no air conditioning or anything, so we were all hot and smushed together in there. But like, it wasn't bad because we were all singing and like praising, and it was fun to like hear. It's calm and we don't really do all that, but there it was fun to like learn you can praise God in so many different ways, and it doesn't have to be like the normal. It's fun to like step out of your comfort zone and do things differently for a change, and but you're still getting the message across, like praising God and all. And so I really liked that a lot. And then at the end was a speaker, and it wasn't like Ray standing up here calm behind the podium. Like, he was out in the crowd preaching to y'all, like up in your face, clapping at you, screaming at you. A little intimidating, but I think he got the point across. So I really liked that a lot. It was just an awesome experience, how I grew so much. Like, I really felt God this past 12 days, and it really meant a lot to me to go on this trip with all of my church family. All right.
In fact, they love that two-hour worship service so much, we're going to start doing that here. They said, we need to do that at home. So now Casey is going to share with us.
I can remember whenever I first came here in the sixth grade hearing about the mission trip to Belize, and I thought, how cool is that? I hope one day I get to do that, I get to experience that. And finally, that happened when we went this year, and I could talk for hours and hours about the entire trip and hardly cover a fraction of it, but I'm just going to focus on some smaller details of it. Every day we had vacation Bible school in the morning, and we had different groups. We start with like a morning celebration and sing a lot of songs that we did at Passport. I'm sure you've heard of some of those, like Baby Shark and Red Wagon and Gator Hunt. They love those songs. And we had music, Bible group, recreation, and art. And I was part of the Bible study group. And every day we had the different stories, like, what was it? Baby Moses and Jesus when he was 12 in the temple, etc., David and Goliath. And we would act out the skits and put on a little play for them, put on the costumes, and they were always excited to see us act out these skits. And after we would get finished, they would all say, can we act it out? Can we act it out? I want to put on the costume. I want to be your character. I want the main role. So we'd take them out in the hall. We'd dress them up, and they'd get the little scripts, and they'd learn them, and they'd go out and speak. Some of them were too shy, though. I think they thought it'd be really fun, and they'd get out there, and they'd get scared, and we'd have to say the lines for them. But it was just cool seeing how enthusiastic they got about learning about the different stories. They're just so happy. And also, like, every now and then, a group of us would walk outside of our camp into the village of Camalote. And the children would be out there on the streets, like, riding bicycles and poking a ball with a stick or kicking a soccer ball around, just anything to entertain them. But they were actually out playing. They weren't sitting in their houses on their Xbox or on their cell phones or anything. They didn't have that, but they appreciate what they have. And there, I think they focus on what they do have, and they're grateful. And here we have so many distractions. So to go there and see these children was just a really big eye-opener, and it really makes you think when you get back home. And they really teach you a lesson. Like, I know we went there and we taught them vacation Bible school, but I think they taught us more than we taught them.
Anybody else? I can be like the Miss Letitia's preacher and just say, read. You're going to hear from some more of our young people a little later in the service. Anthem. Well, I think it's pretty evident that these young people had a fantastic experience in Belize. And as I said, they experienced God in a different way. The church that Ethan and Andy talking about is actually a holiness church. And I was telling the guys that the reason the minister would repeat the scripture is because so many of the people in that congregation simply cannot read. They can't read for themselves. And so Jillian, that's why he walks out in the congregation and high-fives the congregation and gets in their face, which is a little bit different than the way that we worship. But the thing that came through was their authenticity, their sincerity, and the depth of their commitment. I want you to hear from a few more members of our Belize team. Grayson is going to speak to us, and then Andy and Ethan and maybe somebody else. We'll see. Okay, Grayson.
An experience I got to have while in Belize was donating to a local orphanage, Marla's House of Hope. To see those little girls' faces light up with smiles was really special for me and helped me realize that I was making a huge difference in the lives of those children. I can truly say seeing them so happy was one of the greatest feelings I've ever experienced in my life. I could tell that I was making a difference. It just goes to show that things we may find to be small can make a huge difference in other people's lives. I was also a member of the recreation team at the VBS in Belmopan. Those kids were always so hyper and seemed to always have so much fun, whether it was throwing beanbags through hula hoops or pelting us with many, many water balloons. They always seemed to have ear-to-ear grins on their faces. It was incredible to see all those kids smile. The trip, all in all, was a very rewarding experience for me to have, and I'm lucky I had the opportunity to go. Along with the sentimental stuff, there was also some very fun moments, whether it was cave tubing, overcoming my fear of heights, and climbing the Mayan ruins, or enjoying some really good hot dogs at the Belizean airport. Now, how good were those hot dogs, Ray?
There's hot dogs in Belize.
Not only Belize, but what?
The whole world. Oh,
man. They weren't really that good now, were they? Once again, I'm just really happy I got to go on this trip.
First and foremost, I'd like to express my gratitude to everyone that went to one of our fundraisers or gave money or prayed for us on the trip, because you were with us in Belize, and a simple thank you is not enough. I'll share a couple of the lessons I learned while in Belize and then share a story about how I experienced God on the trip. I sort of learned not to take things for granted, because you see the little that they do have, and they're happier for the small amounts that they do have than we are for the larger amounts that we have. We're sort of focused on what we can get next, rather than being grateful for what we already have. And I sort of learned that success isn't defined by what we have or who we're with, but as long as you're content and happy, then you're successful. And so I shared a little story about a kayaking accident and how I saw God out of it.
What do you say? You're mumbling.
So one afternoon, Ethan, Grayson, and I decided to go kayaking around the South Water Key to experience the views and revel in God's wonder. So it was a little bit of a windy day and waves were kicking up, and so we were having a hard time paddling, and Grayson was having a harder time. This was his first time kayaking. And so we made it sort of around the northern tip, and there were two piers that jutted out from the island. And Ethan and I made it through and stopped on the northern tip and decided, well, we'll wait here for Grayson, make sure he made it through okay. So 5 minutes go by, 10 minutes go by, we still can't see Grayson. And we're starting to think worst case scenario, because his voice is completely gone, so if anything happened, he wouldn't be able to yell for help. So I said, all right, Ethan, I'll go back and look for him. So I'm sneaking around the other side of the island where we're not supposed to be, and I look out in the water, and I see a head holding onto a kayak. I think, oh no, man dang. And so I started springing down the pier and dove into the water. And I was yelling, and luckily, because I was yelling, a yacht owner on that side of the island heard and got in his boat and met me with Grayson about the same time that I got there. And so this stranger who spoke no English and had nothing to gain from helping us came out and assisted us in getting Grayson back to shore. And, you know, because he had glasses, I was kind of afraid for Grayson, you know, like, what if they fell in? He was a little scared. So we tied Grayson's kayak on the back of Ethan's and taxied him back to the mainland. We were okay.
So I could stand up here and talk about all the different experiences, like Ray getting fired up Sunday morning, talking about David and Goliath, or experiencing with the kids in the village, picking the Krubu berries, because on the village side of the fence, the berries were still ripening, but on our side, there was just fields of yellow Krubu berries, which is kind of like a cherry, and it tastes peachy, and the kids really liked that, and they'd sell them, and they'd eat them. But I'm going to tell a story about something that happened 2 years ago that carried over to this year and might carry over 3 years from now too. So Belize is a life-changing experience, and once we got done with the trip last time, I knew that this was something I was going to remember forever. But not only that I would remember it, but all the kids that we touched would remember. And so, out of all the kids that I met 2 years ago, there was Ethan, Henry, Kevin, Kenny. And so going into this trip, I was really excited because I wanted to see them again and see how they've changed, how they've grown up. And so the first day of Bible school, we get there, and I'm kind of looking around. It's hectic. There's not that many kids there because it's the first day. I don't really see anybody. And so right before we were about to start, this kid walks in with his sister, and he looks kind of familiar, but I couldn't really tell if it was him or not. And so I'm talking to somebody, and then I look at him, it's kind of familiar, and then I talk to somebody else, look back at him. Then I pull out my camera, and I look at the pictures from 2 years ago, and I'm looking at it, and it was Ethan. I was looking at Ethan and me, and then I was looking at him, and I pulled over Grayson and Andy, and I was like, is this him or not? And so I just kind of forgot about it for a little bit. We started, and he was in the blue group. And so that was the last group that Bible got. And so I walk up to him, and I'm like, are you by any chance Ethan? And he said, yes. And then as soon as I said that, he got the biggest smile because he knew that I remembered him. And so we got into the closing celebration. I was sitting down with him, talking to him, and he really likes taking pictures, so I was showing him all the pictures I've been taking, and then I thought, you know, I'm going to show him the picture from 2 years ago. So I showed him the picture of that, and then he told me that he had pictures from 2 years ago, and then I was asking him about how his summer had been going, and he told me that last year he was getting really excited because he thought we'd be coming back, but then we never came. And then he was telling me more about his summer, and then when we got to this year, he was talking about how whenever it turned August, he was really excited because he knew that I would be coming back. And whenever he said that, that just made my day. I was so happy. And it just gave me a really good feeling inside. And so we were talking, and you can ask anybody from our mission team. If you saw Ethan, he always had the biggest smile on his face, and he always so happy and so loving. And so it was Tuesday, I think. I was talking to him, and I asked him why he was so happy, and he told us that his birthday was Friday, but he wouldn't be there on Friday, and I was like, aw. And then the next day, he came in, and he was even happier, and he was like, guess what? And I said, what? And he said, I'm going to be here on Friday, too. And I'm like, really? And then I was like, we should do something. And so, by chance, Emerson's birthday was also Friday, and so what we're going to do is we're going to sing happy birthday to them, and we're going to ask if anybody else had a birthday. So it was Thursday, and I was thinking I should get him a present. I really wanted to get Ethan a present, but I didn't really know what to get. And so then I was thought about buying a card at Brody's, and it was Friday morning. I was sitting there talking to Ray and Whitney, and then Whitney thought about giving him a T-shirt because she was going to leave some shirts behind. And so she pulls out her FBC shirt, this shirt right here. It was from a few years ago. And then I thought, every time we go to Cheers, we always sign it. So I thought, what if the T-shirt was the card that we gave him? So we wrote, happy 8th birthday, Ethan. And then we all signed it. And then we get to Vacation Bible School, and we pull up Ethan and Emerson, and we asked if there was anybody else's birthday. And there was this little boy named Omir. He was turning 11, and it was his birthday. So we sang happy birthday to them, and they were so happy. And then after Bible school, I walked up to Ethan. I was like, I have a present for you. And the first thing I pulled out was that shirt. And as soon as I pulled it out, his smile was so big. It was just like all the way across his face. And he started jumping up and down. He was so excited. And as soon as I gave it to him, he put it on. And then I pulled out, Carol had given me a bouncy ball to give him, and then we gave him some ring pops, and I have a ton of bracelets, and so I gave him one of my bracelets too that I had bought in Belize. And as I kept pulling out presents, he was just getting happier and happier. And just from 2 years ago, talking to the kids and making friendships like that made a huge impact on their life. But I didn't really know the magnitude of that until this year. And then so now, since it was his birthday and giving him those presents and strengthening our friendship even more, that's going to make an even bigger impact. And so as he grows older, he'll look back on that t-shirt and he'll always remember our youth group. And like just the little things to them make them so happy. And so knowing that we touched one person's life, we touched all the kids' lives, and this is something that they'll remember forever. And like as Casey was saying, in the Bible group, after we do the skit, we let them dress up and do the skit themselves, and they were always just so happy running around in the hallway, getting so excited to say the lines and get in front of everybody. And so just the little things like that make them so happy, and it just makes a huge impact on their life, and it's something that they'll remember forever.
Can you tell this trip has made a difference? Let me just share a couple of things. These are the best group of young people. When we would arrive at Bible school in the morning, I would have to go pick up some kids. And so I just turned to Andy and Ethan and say, you guys take over. And they would take over leadership, just like they did every night at devotion. We not only felt your support, you were so generous financially to help this group, but also we knew that you were praying for us every day. One of the themes on this trip was the trip of the flat tire. We had three of them, two in a car and one on the airplane. But whenever we had a flat, just like magic, somebody would appear and say, can I fix your flat? One of them was Miss Jane and Miss Letitia's brother who fixed our flat one day. Little things like that just kept falling in place. But when we always take the kids out to one of the keys at the end of the trip, and when we got out there, I realized what a difference these young people make in the lives of the Belizeans. When we went out there, there was a fellow by the name of Alton. You remember Alton was with us. Alton remembered a group that we brought, goodness, I don't know how many years ago. Kate Wall was on that trip. Jane Penry was on that trip. Emily Gardner. It was that group of kids who are now adults. He still remembered those young people by name. Toward the last day that we were there, Ethan came up to me and said, we need to do something to bring this trip to a close, to seal the great experience that we had. Well, 2 years ago when we were there, we had a baptism that was meaningful and powerful. Charlie, you remember that? Jackson, you remember that? But I told Ethan, I said, well, we can't do a baptism on this trip because we're with a bunch of Methodists. You know, they don't baptize the way that we do, so we better not put that on the table. And so we decided to do communion. But late that afternoon, one of the Methodist kids came up to me and said, would you baptize me? I've never been baptized. And so I quickly checked with Lee Mabe to make sure that he and I wouldn't get excommunicated. But we had a baptism on the south point of South Water Key that was totally unplanned, totally spontaneous, one of the most powerful and meaningful baptisms that I've ever experienced. And then that night, we gathered around the Lord's table with pineapple juice and cassava bread, and we celebrated the greatest sacrifice as we received the bread and the cup. Right before we had communion, some of the Belizean workers, the cooks, the maids, the people who work on the quay came, and they joined us. And when the service was over, they asked, "Would you all bless us before you leave?" I didn't really know what they meant by that, but we got all of the Belizean workers together, and this wonderful group of young people surrounded them, and we placed our hands upon them, and we prayed that God would bless our sisters and our brothers in Christ. We were blessed beyond measure. And this is an experience that these young people will carry for the rest of their lives. And I'm grateful to you, this church family, because you believe in this experience. And you provide this opportunity for our young people. Thanks be to God. At the Holiness Church that night, the preacher and his wife sang a hymn together. That's not going to happen here.